Spirit Radio Podcasts.
One of the inspiring things about the Olympics is that you get an insight into the athletes and what makes them tick. Many of them talk about their family and their sense of identity and where they're from, those kinds of things. And many, too, talk about their faith. Here to discuss why Olympians share so deeply and the inspirations given by Christian Olympians past and present, I have Pete Taylor. Pete, you're very welcome to the show this morning.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so, you know, first of all, Peter, why do you think Olympians share somewhat more personally than most people in the public eye?
Well, I think they live their lives out on camera, really. So I think it's kind of, it's really hard to disentangle your personhood, your life, your personal life from your what you do on the track or in the ring or whatever your sport may be. The two of them are so entangled, so entwined. So I think it is quite natural for them to bring the personal side into what they actually do. And I do find it particularly fascinating when Christians speak about their faith and that kind of marketplace witness, if you like, that they bring to the Olympics. I think it's really inspiring and really amazing.
It is. I agree with you. I think it's really inspiring to see people share about their faith like that, particularly when, you know, people are looking up to them. They're kind of our modern day heroes, as your own sister, Katie. You know, she's an amazing example. She's never been afraid to talk about her faith in public. Do you know, was she ever tempted to keep that side of her life more private, or was she always really happy to say what she said?
No, she made a real conscious decision to, at every step of the way, make sure that she's giving glory to God, make sure that she's humbling herself, and just making sure that everybody knows that the source of her success and the source of her strength is not from her herself. Of course, she has to work hard and show up every day in the gym, but that, you know, her very talent was given to her, and that was, it was her just, I guess she felt like a responsibility to use it. Like a lot of great Christian athletes, same for people like Alison Felix and the great Eric Liddell back in the 1920s. These are icons of their sport, but also amazing, dedicated, committed Christians.
Yeah, I mean, it is inspiring. I know, like, I have kids, and they really look up to, it means an awful lot to them. They have faith. My kids are in the faith, and it means a lot to them when a sporting figure stands up and says something about the faith. It really encourages them, and it gives them somebody to aspire to. And you were saying, you know, you were mentioning other Christian Olympians that inspire you, Eric Liddell, Alison Felix. It's wonderful. Do you think people of faith who excel in secular pursuits can evangelize in a way that full-time Christian ministers just can't quite do?
Well, I think their evangelism is very different and in some ways maybe more effective. There's this amazing quote from C.S. Lewis, and he said, "I believe that any Christian who is qualified to write a good popular book on any science may do much more by that, by any direct apologetic work." And what he's really getting at there is that when you actually just bring your faith into your field of expertise and do it with excellence, do it with courage, do it with humility, it will probably do more to bring people to the Christian point of view than any direct apologetical work. And it's an interesting take that he has. If you take his fiction, for example, C.S. Lewis's fiction, it's amazingly popular.
I love him.
But look at how many people considered his Christian perspective because of how excellent he was as a writer.
So true.
So I think he does really, he really is onto something there. And then you mentioned Eric Liddell. I mean, he was amazing. I mean, he's the guy of Chariots of Fire fame. They made a movie about him in 1981, I think it was.
Great movie.
And he has this famous line in the movie, "God made me fast, and when I run, I feel his pleasure." But he's famous for his moral convictions, I guess. He was actually a 100-meter runner, but he refused to run the 100 meters in the Olympics because it was scheduled on a Sunday. And for him, that was his day of Sabbath. That was his day that he dedicated to God, so he wouldn't run it. And he was absolutely ridiculed. And he ended up then entering into the 400 meters in the Olympics, and he won those as a huge underdog. So I just think the world has to stand up when they see that kind of moral conviction.
Oh,
they have
absolutely.
To kind of take note and wonder what's at the heart of it.
It's very inspiring. I mean, like, we found a book recently, my husband found it online. It's a book about Christian scientists and the different experiments and different discoveries and all the things that they do. It was so inspiring, like really, really inspiring. Do you find that that inspires you in your own work, other people in the faith, in the field of science?
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. Yeah, as a scientist myself, I find Christian scientists really inspiring. One of my favorites, and he's not known at all actually among Christians, but he's a guy called Donald Knuth, K-N-U-T-H. But if you ask a computer scientist about him, he is the father of modern computer programming.
Yeah, he's in that book, yeah.
Oh, is he? Oh,
yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah. He's absolutely amazing. He's a genius of the highest standard. He is revered amongst computer scientists. There used to be, he used to give out a check of, I think it was $1, for anybody who spotted an error in one of his books. And it became a real prize. It became a real prize amongst computer scientists to get a check from Donald Knuth. Of course, nobody cashes it. You frame it and you put it on your wall. Such a prize.
Absolutely. Worth way more than a dollar, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but that's how highly he was revered. He was actually asked to give a series of, I may get the institution wrong, I think it was at MIT, he was asked to give a series of lectures. And instead of going and talking about computer science, he actually gave lectures on his faith in front of a bunch of the most esteemed academics in the world, which I think was an amazingly courageous thing to do.
That is.
So I really, really respect him. Really, he really inspires me.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.